So, my dear devotees, I want to talk about a very important subject in Krishna consciousness. It is the subject matter of faith. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Who of you was able to participate in yesterday's function, the Ratha Yatra festival of Lord Jagannath? Oh, most of you. Yes. Oh, oh. Hari Bol. Yesterday, I was thinking deeply what actually made the festival possible and what carried the festival. Actually, the faith of the devotees made everything possible. If there would have been no devotees who would have had faith that the Lord can go on a procession along the lake of Zurich, the festival would not have taken place. There are so many people in Zurich, but only a small percentage has faith in the Lord. And this faith in the Lord has made everything possible. By faith, the devotees were coming to the Otoke yesterday. Yes, by faith, they took up the ropes of the cart and pulled the Lord towards his festival arena. If the people would not have had faith, they would not have come to the lake of Zurich and they would not have pulled on the ropes. Faith in spiritual, in Krishna consciousness is so important to make progress. It's as important as the ground which you need in order to walk.
Nambike,
We all walk in Krishna consciousness on the floor of faith. When our faith goes away, we will not go to the temple any longer. Like there are also members of the Tamil community who do not have faith in the Lord. Therefore they do not go on Sunday in the Mandir, they go in the cinema Mandir. Yes, cinema Mandir, yes. Faith is so important that without it nothing can be done. And today we want to ask the question, how can each of us individually increase his or her faith? My spiritual master once told me a little story about faith, which I want to repeat for all of you today. Once there was a little boy, his name was Gopal, and he was about the age of you. You may be 12 years or 10 years. 12. Congratulations. There was a little boy called Gopal once. He was like this boy. Please come. Please turn to the audience. Like this. His name was Gopal. This age. Thank you, Gopal. So, he was very poor. This boy was poor and his mother was poor. His father had died. Yes, so he needed to go to school, but in order to reach school, he had to go each day through a dark forest where tigers were present. And naturally, as young boys, but also old men, we are afraid of tigers. One day, Gopal came to his mother and said, "Mother, I don't know if I can continue the school because I'm so afraid to go to the school. I have to always pass this dark forest full of wild tigers." His mother said, "My dear boy, we are very, very poor. This is the only school I can afford. Please go through the forest, and whenever you are afraid or need help, you just call out the name of Krishna, Govinda."
Uh-huh. ஆனால் பயமாக இருந்தது என்றால், ஏதாவது ஆபத்து வந்தது என்றால் கோவிந்தா என்று.
Yes. Whenever there is fear, the name of Govinda will protect you, and Govinda will come and protect you.
பயம் வந்தது என்றால் கோவிந்தனின் நாமம் சொல், கோவிந்தனின் நாமம் உனக்கு பாதுகாப்பு கொடுக்கும்.
So Gopal, the boy, had simple faith.
கோபாலுக்கு அதில் உண்மையான நம்பிக்கை இருந்தது.
Next day he was going through the forest. Out of the darkness of the forest he heard already, "Rah! Rah!" Very hungry tiger who began to run in the direction of little Gopal.
அன்று காட்டு வழியாக போகும் பொழுது ஒரு புலி கர்ஜித்துக் கொண்டு அவனை நோக்கி வந்து கொண்டிருந்தது.
Have you seen wild tigers attacking? One becomes so afraid.
நீங்கள் பார்த்திருக்கின்றீர்களா புலி யாராவது ஒருவரை துரத்தி கொண்டு வருவது?
Gopal, the boy, immediately shouted, "Govinda!"
Gopal udane sathamattan, "Govinda!"
Please, you say, you sing.
Govinda!
Yeah, but this is, he was much louder. Govinda!
Govinda!
Very good. And immediately Krishna appeared. Immediately. He was standing before the tiger and said, "Go in this direction."
He was standing.
Govinda came before the tiger and told the tiger to go in the other direction. So the boy then began to talk to Govinda. "You look so beautiful. You have a crown and a peacock feather and a yellow dhoti from silk. You are very rich. So Krishna says, "Yes, every day my mother is decorating me like this." Gopa said, "But I'm sorry, where are you living?" Gopa was simple, very simple boy. And Krishna answered, "Well, it is a little complicated. I live everywhere." "But this is too complicated for you to understand. You just need to know, when you shout out my name, Govinda, there is no fear." Bhagavan said, "May I walk a little with you and we can talk?" "I am feeling a little lonely in the forest." So they were talking on the way to the school. After 1 week, the boy said to his mother, "My dear mother, there is a festival in the school to Lord Ganesh, and the teacher said every school boy should give 50 paisas from the family to make the festival."
ஒரு வாரம் முடிந்து அவன் தன் தாயிடம் சொன்னான், அவனுடைய பள்ளிக்கூடத்தில் ஒரு விழா நடக்கின்றது, அந்த விழாவில் கலந்து கொள்வதற்கு ஒவ்வொரு மாணவனும் 50 பைசா கொடுக்க வேண்டும்.
So the mother said, "But we don't have 50 paisa. We are so poor."
தாய் சொன்னால், "நாம் மிகவும் ஏழ்மையானவர்கள். 50 பைசா எங்களிடம்
இல்லை." They were not like the Swiss Tamil Society. They're 50 paisa, no problem. Here we think in terms of 50 francs. That is sometimes a problem, yes. But 50 paisa, no problem. But the family was so poor that it was a big problem to give 50 paisa. The mother said, I'm sorry, but we don't have. You must ask Govinda in the forest. He will give. He has a crown made from gold. So again, when the boy went through the forest, he shouted, Govinda! And immediately Govinda came and said, yes, yes, I am here. The boy said, I'm sorry, but I need 50 paisa for the festival for Ganesh. Oh, said Govinda, I live in the forest. I also don't have 50 paisa. But during the festival, you will need yogurt, so I'm giving you a little cup of yogurt. So when the little boy Gopal arrived before his teacher, the teacher said, so, where is the 50 paisa? The boy Gopal answered, I'm sorry, our family has no 50 paisa, and Govinda also has no 50 paisa, but he gave this little cup of yogurt for the festival. The teacher had heard that Gopal had a friend called Govinda. But he had no faith that there is a Govinda who could come when you chant his name Govinda. So when Gopal continued to speak, the teacher became angry. Gopal said, my friend in the forest, Govinda, has given me this little cup of yogurt for the festival. That will be very nice. The teacher said, foolish boy, what shall we do with this little cup? We cannot feed anyone with this yogurt. So less quantity. Then he took the yogurt cup and threw it on the ground. But more and more yogurt came from the cup. Gopal, the boy, said, what are you doing? And he jumped to take the yogurt pot cup, and they saw that more and more yogurt started to flow out. There was an unlimited quantity of yogurt in the little yogurt cup which Lord Govinda had given. It never stopped coming.
அளவற்ற முறையில் அந்த கப்பையில் தயிர் கோவிந்தன் கொடுத்திருக்கின்றார். அது தொடர்ந்து வந்து கொண்டே இருந்தது.
Because Govinda had faith, sorry, Gopal had faith, Lord Krishna took care of all his needs. For the teacher, Govinda did not appear. For the boy who had faith, the Lord appeared. My dear devotees, you must understand that faith is the whole principle of spiritual life. Because the little boy had faith in the Lord appeared and took care of his needs.
அந்த பொழியனுக்கு உண்மையான நன்மைக்கை இருந்ததினால் பகவான் அவரின் முன் தோன்றி அவனுக்கு தேவையான நன்மைகளை எல்லாம் செய்தார்.
And because we don't have enough faith, we work like asses. Haribol in Switzerland. Haribol.
Yes.
Because we do not have enough faith, we work like asses in Switzerland.
நமக்கு இறைவன் மேல் உண்மையான நம்பிக்கை இல்லாத காரணத்தினால் நாம் இங்கு கழுதி போல் உழைக்கின்றோம்.
Please forgive me.
தயவு செய்து என்னை மன்னித்து விடுங்கள்.
Can you forgive me? When you have faith, Lord takes care. When you have no faith, you are doubting everything and the Lord is not appearing. How can we increase our faith? It's so important. When we live in a country like Switzerland, sometimes the atmosphere is so atheistic that it seems that our faith is sucked out our chest.
நாஸ்திகர்கள் நிறைய வாழும் இடமாகிய இந்த சுவிட்சர்லாந்து நாட்டினிலே வாழும் பொழுது நாம் நம் நம்பிக்கை இழப்பதற்கு மிகவும் சுலபமான வழிகள் உண்டு.
A person without faith is like a lifeless corpse.
நம்பிக்கை இல்லாதவர்கள் ஒரு செத்த பிணத்திற்கு சமானம்.
From where do we get the life of faith then?
எங்கிருந்து நமக்கு இந்த நம்பிக்கை கிடைக்கும்?
Well, it is described in Shastras that faith can be obtained from those who have faith, that is, the true devotees.
Shastram kuriyendrathu nambikai nambikaiyullavargalidamirundhu namakku kidaikkum, adu bhaktargalidamirundhu.
When we meet devotees, there is a chance that we will obtain faith in their association. Also, when we have darshan of Bhagavan on the altar, our faith is getting a good doses and increases. The Bhagavan on the altar accepts us all.
Bhagavan, our namayellavattriyellorium ketrukolvar.
Even if we are not always 100%, Bhagavan will accept us even more than our own husband and wife.
Noor sadavidam nam inge nambike illamal irundhalum kuda namadu sonda கணவன் மனைவியோ சொந்த பந்தங்கள் நம்மை ஏற்றுக்கொள்ளவில்லை என்றாலும் பகவான் நம்மை ஏற்றுக்கொள்வார்.
Only a little faith Bhagavan wants.
கொஞ்சம் நம்பிக்கை இருந்தாலும் பகவான் நம்மை ஏற்றுக்கொள்வார்.
And then he accepts us without condition.
பிறகு நம்மை எந்த ஒரு சட்ட திட்டங்களும் இல்லாமல் பகவான் நம்மை ஏற்றுக்கொள்வார்.
Krishna does not look if you are very qualified. If you have a little faith, he will accept you.
பகவான் பார்க்க மாட்டார் உங்களுக்கு தகுதி இருக்கின்றதா என்று கொஞ்சம் நம்பிக்கை இருந்ததென்றால் நிச்சயமாக உங்களை அவர் ஏற்றுக்கொள்வார்.
So I want to request all of you to become millionaires in faith.
நான் உங்களை ஒரு வேண்டுகோள் இருக்கின்றேன், தயவு செய்து நீங்கள் நம்பிக்கை என்னும் அங்கத்தில் ஒரு கோடீஸ்வரராக இருக்க வேண்டும்.
A million Swiss francs cannot help you. You have to die even with your million Swiss francs on the bank account. But even 50 paisa of faith can help you very much because Bhagavan is on your side. We should become millionaires in faith. Hare Krishna. What do you think? Is this a good point? It's alright? Yeah. The faith millionaires. When your relatives asked you, you are in Switzerland, you are very rich now? You should say, but here everything is so expensive. I earn, but then I have to spend. But I am now a millionaire. I go to the Hare Krishna temple, have darshan of Bhagavan, and talk with devotees, and my faith has become a million. Also, you must know that the faith becomes stronger by reading. Is there an English Bhagavad Gita, please? Or a German Bhagavad Gita in the shelf? I want to read to you one verse of the Bhagavad Gita which will help you in your faith. Nirmal Krishnanji is getting the Gita.
Bhagavad Gita ilirundhu oru variyai naan padikkindren, ungalude nambikkaiyai valarpadharku adhu oru peruthunaiyaga irukkum.
You are an angel, a Gandharva. Nema Krishnaji is our Gandharva. Lord Krishna speaks about faith in different places in the Bhagavad Gita, and one is in the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, text 39.
Bhagavad Gita-il pala idangalil Bhagavan nambikkai patri vivarikkindrar. அம்மாதிரி விவரிக்கும் இடங்களில் அத்தியாயம் 4 பதம் 39 நாம் பார்ப்போம்.
In this verse which I want to read to you, Lord Krishna says that only a person who has faith in the heart can become peaceful.
இந்த பதத்தில் பகவான் கூறுகின்றார், யார் ஒருவரின் இதயத்தில் நம்பிக்கை இருக்கின்றதோ அவருக்குதான் மன அமைதி இருக்கும்.
If you have faith in Krishna, oh, then you are not in anxiety any longer. Yes, so please listen very carefully. Shraddha valabhate jnanam tatpara samyatendriya. Jnanam laptva param shantim achirenadi gachyati. And the translation will be read to you. Yes.
Molipayurpe. Nambikayudaiya manidhan unnada jnanathil aazhndhu pulangalai adaikki vaguvirail unnada aanmeega amaidhiyai adaigiraar.
Yes. A faithful man or woman attains the supreme spiritual peace. So, the whole world is after peace. It can only be reached if they have faith in Krishna. The little boy Gopal understood this, and therefore he was not afraid of tigers or of anything.
அந்த சிறுபொடியன் கோபால் இதை உண்மையாக புரிந்து கொண்ட காரணத்தினால் அவன் அந்த காட்டிற்கோ அந்த காட்டில் இருக்கும் புலிக்கோ என்றுமே அஞ்சியது கிடையாது.
Prahlad Maharaj was attacked by so many obstacles, you know, like wild elephants were chased on him, then spears, he was threatened with spears. He was thrown down a cliff, but he had faith, Krishna is there, Krishna will save me, and he had no fear.
Bhakta Prahladanai evlo muraigalil kolla paarthargal eppadiyo eppadiyo palavidamana aayudhangalinal avarai thaakka paarthargal irundalum avarku endha oru bayamum kediyadu yenendral bhagavan idathil unmaiyana mulmaiyana nambikai irundhathu avarku.
When you come here to the temple, you should know you are entering a very nice place to become rich in faith. Therefore, when you are here, please engage in the activities of puja.
ஆகையினால் இங்கிருக்கும் பொழுது தயவு செய்து பகவானுடைய பக்தி சேவைகளில் நீங்கள் உங்களை ஈடுபடுத்திக் கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
Bring something for Krishna.
பகவானுக்காக ஏதாவது கொண்டு வாருங்கள்.
Some fruits.
பழமோ.
And when you're here, talk with devotees.
பக்தர்கள் உங்களிடம் பேசும் பொழுது கவனத்துடன் கேளுங்கள்.
We have very good Tamil Bhaktas.
நல்ல தமிழ் பக்தர்கள்.
Don't just talk about the family matters. But about things which increase your faith in Krishna.
Yes.
And please know this is your temple. You can talk to our Tamil Bhaktas and see if there's any seva which you can do.
நீங்கள் இங்குள்ள தமிழ் பக்தர்களிடம் பேசுங்கள். நீங்கள் ஏதாவது பக்தி சேவையை இங்கு செய்ய முடியுமா?
Yes. I wish you all the best.
நான் என்னுடைய ஆசையை உங்களுக்கு கொடுக்கிறேன்.
Tomorrow I will fly away from Zurich on a swift airplane with Gaurahari.
நாளை நான் இங்கிருந்து திரும்புகின்றேன். கோராரி பக்த கோராரி.
We will go to the wild country of Serbia. Serbia, yes. Siberia is also an interesting place. And we will preach many things. Yes. And to Kirtan with the Serbians.
Serbian Bhaktaragadam Sierra Nano Kirtan Siyapogindro.
And we will tell them to please visit the Zurich temple and see all of you.
Our Chala Pogandro, Ningal Zurich Bande Ungarial, Angola Bhaktaragalim Sandy.
Yes. And next year we will fly to Sri Ranganath and have darshan of him.
Adukavaradam. Next year,
yes. I will try to stay in Nirmal Krishna's apartment. I will try. And I will pray to Sri Ranganath for all of you. Hare Krishna, Hare Bol. So with your permission, I will now go upstairs again. Yes. It was such a nice festival, and thank you for helping so wonderfully. One Swiss man came to me after he had seen the little girls dancing with the sticks on the Udoke, on the lake of Zurich. He came to me, he had seen this. And he said he thought Krishna consciousness would be is something from Switzerland. And I told him, no, it is from India and Lanka. This is where Hinduism is. And he said, yes, when I saw the little girls, I understood they are not from Switzerland, but they are chanting Hare Krishna, so it must be very universal, very paka. So we should already plan our next Ratha Yatra festival. Thank you very, very much. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shishi Gauranitai ki, Shishi Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.